What were your thoughts on last night's game? Nice to get a win on the board in the Premiership defence.
Yeah, always good to win your first one. It wasn't pretty, but we came away from Somerset with 4 points, so yeah, pleased with that.
Nice to win away early too, because the home games are the ones that you really want to make sure that you make the most of. But to get a win away from home is you bank those early in the season, and they can hold you in good stead toward the back end, can't they?
Oh, definitely. Everyone wants a win on their home court. And Somerset, we got off to a good start, and early in the third, I think it was, Somerset hit the lead. So, we certainly had to dig deep, and they wouldn't go away. And we'll leave Somerset real quickly with a win with us.
What were the highlights for you, and then probably the things that you need to do better? So, the highlights first.
Highlights. Probably Paul Campbell. He's just a quiet achiever. I think he had something like 28 points, 22 rebounds. And, Paul doesn't say much to anyone, and he just gets the job done. So, yeah, to have a guy that leads by example like that is probably a bonus. And when in doubt, him and Thierry Masundo got 22, I think. Nick Gregson got 22. So I suppose those... experienced players that when things aren't going real smooth, to rely on them, it's been good at both ends of the court.
How has your roster changed, John, from last year's team? Have there been many changes? Just looking at the write-ups in the paper, you've added a few, but and maybe lost Cam Brown. So how has it sort of leveled out for you?
Yeah, we lost Cam's gone back to Penguin, and we picked up Ben Rigby from Launceston to sort of that 25-year-old mid-age player to replace Cam, so to speak, not replace his position. And we've promoted four juniors that have come along, and a couple of them have really come on and leap and bound. So to have 18 in our training squad is a real bonus. So that's been good, but probably we're a little bit further advanced than we were last year because the team knows each other, so to speak.
Yeah, and what about things that you can do better? I mean, you said you got off to a good start, which all coaches want you to do. The team's really switched on from the get-go, but then we're headed in that third quarter, as you mentioned. Was that just a lapse in concentration, or was it that Somerset just seemed to have a little bit more intensity during that period of play?
Yeah, we probably stopped taking care of rebounding, and that allowed Somerset to get their transition game going, and we're sort of chasing tail there for 5 or 6 minutes. We got unorganised offensively, which, once again, poor shots went up. They rebounded and took off, so, we're sort of playing catch-up there for a while, and Tony's got them really pumped, so, once they got their enthusiasm going and could smell, a lead to be had, they are up and about. So, we certainly got to take care of probably being a bit better organised offensively, but, rebounding and take care of the boards.
And you've got to get that done reasonably quickly too, because Tuesday night you're up against Penguin. So Penguin had a good win, I think, and so the pressure just keeps on coming, doesn't it?
Yeah, the players have spoken about being 100 this year, and that's something that is certainly the challenge. I know Penguin are like us. When we go to Penguin, they like to come to Ulster and try and get a win, and they never go away, so it's certainly going to be a challenge.
Yeah, the crosstown rivalry across the northwest coast, you could almost mount an argument that that every game's a crosstown rivalry, really. But Penguin being really close to Ulverston is one you really want to get on the board. Do you see many changes, no injuries, many changes for Tuesday night? Or the squad nice and healthy?
Yeah, Ben Rigby, who missed last night with COVID, which I think is going to be standard practice the way this year goes. If he gets the all clear, not certain that he will make it by Tuesday, but if he gets the all clear, he'll come in. And as I said, with the juniors, there's that 12th spot, we said we'll probably rotate. So yeah, we've got to look at that tomorrow when we train, just see what we do there.
And I guess with COVID too, you've got to be careful that if they've had a dose of that and they've been a bit flat, that you don't sort of get them in and play them, and then they sort of further fatigue them, and they may miss another one or two games. So it's really got to be judged carefully, doesn't it?
It does. Speaking to some other sort of probably high profile athletes over summer, and that have had it, and they said, yeah, it felt really good until we had to really push the lungs, and the lungs were working overtime. So, yeah, certainly, if Ben's certainly not 100%, we won't play him.
And just a final one on the pre-season that you've just gone through. Everyone sort of on board. You've got Phil Thomas, who's taken over the girls program there, which is just brilliant for the girls, and a bold showing by them in that match against Somerset too. They got within 9 points, I think. So that was pretty good.
Yes. Phil's jumped on board to help the club out. There was a need to sort of rebuild the program, and Phil's experience will be really great for that women's program. And now they were organised last night. What I saw of the game, they were organised. Probably ran out of legs a bit, but they certainly showed that they'll be organised. And if you're organised, then you've got half a chance of producing something.
And I know Phil's ever present in basketball circles. His heart is with the Red Hoppers, and I guess that he'd be a great sounding board for you, John, to be able to just bounce a few things off in basketball terms to get things right in that men's program too. It must be fantastic to have someone like him around.
Yeah, and the club's been lucky over the years to have, you know, your Phil Thomases and your Robert Burks, your Robbie Thompsons going back a few years, and even now, some more recent players, you know, your Steve Clarks, your Grant Herps, they all keep an eye on the club and are free to help out if you need anything, which is certainly a privilege to have.
Yeah, well done, John. A win first up, another tough one against Penguin coming up on Tuesday night. All the best for that and the rest of the season. We'll hopefully catch up with you before we get sort of the halfway mark of the NWBU season. Thanks for coming on.
Not a problem. Appreciate it. Thank you.